You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Heather Henley, editor of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News. Hey, Heather.
Good morning.
And plenty to do this weekend, including some awesome like dance you can check out the whole weekend long.
Yeah, if you're a fan of some of the dancing shows on television, you can catch it live. So the Savannah Dance Classic comes every year, and it's returning Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Hyatt Regency downtown. And you can get tickets and just watch these pro dancers. There's going to be more than 100 ballroom dancers from around the country competing.
Awesome. Kind of like Dancing with the Stars live.
Exactly.
And then also, of course, the summer is getting underway, which means it's time for summer reading.
Yes. Bring your kids out. Bring the whole family out for all the summer reading kickoff parties at Live Oak Public Libraries. And those are happening from this Friday to Tuesday, because there are many, many, many Live Oak Public Libraries, which is great. So you can find that full schedule on their website. And there's going to be, you know, music and science and storytelling and all sorts of guests. And you can also find info on the summer feeding programs that they do with America's Second Harvest.
Yeah, a great combination of things. And then, of course, it is also June starts tomorrow, which means it's the first Friday in June tomorrow.
Yeah, and so get down to the Starland District from 6 to 9 p.m. Friday. And so you can head out and see some art exhibits. Sulphur Studios is putting on their summer street fair, so there's lots of vendors and a food truck. There's all sorts of a variety of exhibits. You can check out their artist studios and tour those. And a community coloring book project. You can get involved in that.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's also some great music this weekend.
Yes, definitely. A nice variety. So the 5th Annual Ben Tucker Memorial Concert, which is brings together so many local jazz musicians to honor his memory. That's Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. in Wright Square. And that's free. So you can just go enjoy the music. But of course, they do welcome donations because they offer scholarships to local students. And then also happening Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m., local music group The Goliards will be performing the music of Shakespeare. So they perform sort of just ancient music. So this is Sunday at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. And what's interesting, their founder and their fiddler, John Hillenbrand, said, "This is the most modern music we've done." When they started out, they planned not to do anything more recent than 1400, but they've crept into the Renaissance in the past few years.
So Shakespeare is like really updating things.
Really modern. But it's really interesting because they sort of have to make up the melodies because there weren't recordings being made of this music. So it's interesting what they do, and they don't perform very often, and it's only $10, and you'll see something or you'll hear something really unique.
Yeah, that's definitely an unusual music experience. and then on Monday, we've got a great photographer coming to town.
Yes, artist and activist Sheila Prebright. She'll be bringing her lecture is Exploring What It Means to Be an American. So it's part of the Telfer Museum's Complex Uncertainties, Artists in Postwar America lecture. So that's free if you're a member of the Telfer Museums. It's sponsored by the League of Women Voters, also free for members of that organization. $8 for non-members. You just need to RSVP on telfer.org's website. And she brings some really interesting art and a unique perspective. She's really bridged some generations and race and genders in her work. So it should be a very eye-opening lecture.
Yeah, sounds it.
Especially at this time in the world.
Well, Heather Henley, the editor of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend.
I will.